Experience Oakwood Theme Park. Enjoy the thrills. It's a great family day out for kids and grown-ups. See the magic of Neverland. Celebrate 20 years anniversary of Megaphobia and Oakwood. Home to the fantastic After Dark Entertainment and Fireworks Show. It's brilliant fun for everyone. Buy tickets and save online now. Wales's biggest family adventure. Believe in dreams at Oakwood Theme Park, Pembrokeshire.
I think this, just us laughing, is the perfect intro, to be honest. We're obviously, three of us, not fucking bothered at all.
Don't tell them that.
Sorry, croeso, welcome to Sales for Wales, the pod that never fails, to definitely not be a couple of grumpy hosts.
We're so tired.
Well, I know me and Frank's, we're grumpy because we had a little bit too much tipple on the weekend. I'm assuming, Jake, something similar, something along those lines?
Lord Kainatron. Me, honestly, yeah. I went to Glastonbury.
I saw her on your socials, mate. You were having a great time. Too good a time, I assume?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
To the point where I had to sit alone on the train home because I was overwhelmed by just didn't feel sick. I was just, you know,
hit
what?
Your peak. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's enough.
We caught a train home from Bristol, and Jack's got quite a big head. And do you know what they say, heavy is the crown, or heavy is the head? the old big head. His head was just bobbling about. Like, I thought it was going to, like, if it hit the window, it was going to be a breaking emergency.
It's like my motor control wasn't quite on point, you know? So my neck was like spasming. I was doing like big muscle moves instead of tiny twitch moves, like a fucking ape.
It was fucking.
So
awesome.
We weren't drinking last night then. You weren't drinking either. It's literally just.
Before you came on, mate, Frank's went, so you didn't have a drink last night? Because normally what makes you bad makes you better. That's my go-to. Just have a couple to take the edge off. But even my wife was like, you're not going to have some to take the edge off. And that's when you know I was fucking bad. I couldn't touch it.
I was so hungover yesterday. I had a bath. And I don't know why that says how hungover I was. I washed
for the first time in weeks. I was so hungover.
I felt fucking abysmal. And today I've just been sorry, sad, fucking loser. Just like walking around the flat, like looking at my dog, like, I'm sorry, I'm your master. I'm sorry you have to put up with this. Just a weak man.
I had to make the effort on Sunday to sort of convince myself that I was a functioning adult by putting my shoes on at one point.
You can do it. Just one foot in front of the other.
I've got them on.
Well, you can tell who it is. It's Wales's biggest influencer, Jake Lusling Cabanos.
He needs no introduction. You just turn up absolutely hanging like the rest of us.
Humble legend. I am drinking now, though, yeah? I can't drink this.
Same. No, I said that to Frank, so I was like, I'm lamenting like how much beer I've drunk over the weekend, and like, I'm back on it. Classic. Yeah.
We've made like a rod. Well, Jack, do you want to go first, and I'll...
I'm on the vodka and cherry cokes. I'm on. I needed something tasty. I did have one beer earlier that I'd left over, and it was like my body was just like screaming at me. I think I just started sweating a lot, so I was like, I'll just get on the vodka. So hopefully that'll sort me out. What about you, boys?
Yeah, what you got, Jake? You hit us.
Well, I normally go not premium.
Yeah, Glen's.
Look at that, Tom
of Finland. Is that some sort of war hero on there?
No, he's a famous gayman.
Oh, okay.
We are Spirit of Tom. Oi, have created Tom of Finland. Da, 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 da. He just did a lot for gay people. But you can see I haven't drunk a lot. Basically, after I've had a couple of vodkas, I like to relax by having loads more vodka. This is so disgusting.
Fan after my own heart, yeah.
This is so horrible because it's premium. It's like they fannied around with it. It's like, look, guys, the Russians... they did a lot wrong, but vodka nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour some out for my...
So you're on some, you know, fantastic... fantastic premium stuff in the name of LGBT, and I'm on Tesco's triple distilled pure grain spirit.
And you know what's going to be better.
I'm doing it to be woke and, you know, down with the kids and be an ally. So, but it turns out it's horrible.
I just fucking bit my fat lip. Fucking hell. Oh, I hate today.
Knock it on the head, let's call it. Yeah.
I got a bottle of rum, a bottle of spiced rum that I've not cracked open yet. I'll do it now. Fucking hell, all right.
It's so easy, isn't it? We've just been saying how fucking horrible it is after you've done it too much. And it's like, oh, go on then.
I got the last of my spice from.
That's a big measure in that, lads, just to let you know. So I will be slurring.
Whatever dulls the
pain, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I've already said some on the cusp stuff already. So
I love that. You're drinking the LGBTQ fucking vodka and you're about to go full on homophobe as well because you got too drunk.
I've paired it lovelily with an apple peach vape.
Oh wow,
nice!
Really assaulting like the lungs and the liver at the same time. I like it. Yeah, your 1-2 combo.
Yeah, all I need to do now is light a candle, and I am premium man.
Mate, stick a fucking needle in your arm as well. Let's go whole hog.
Well, we're doing a solemn episode for three solemn boys today because we're doing the death of the premier Welsh.
The death of fun in Wales. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
When fun went to die in Wales. It's going to be a lively one, guys. I'm sure it is. We can all agree.
Yeah. Should we start off then? So it's Oakwood. You'll see that from the title of the show. But
I'm just going to assume that one of you two boffins did research on it because I found it so fucking boring.
I do need to say just the absolute bog standard research I've done on this. I've got like a page and a half. It was a lot of fucking AI. Just give me the facts.
Well,
and I was getting shitty with AI as well because it was like, why aren't you doing it in chronological order? It was like, fucking
my
do it.
Word count is 107. But I have managed, to be fair, lads, I'm going to have to, this will keep the fucking wankers listening. I've pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah.
I have got such a gem. I've got an interview with.
Oh, no, not one of your.
Like Jay, please, mate.
No.
I don't know if I can deal with it today.
I got bored of researching it, and I've got an interview with, like, Class A. Mm. No, not Class A's. What? Class A. What is it, like, fucking premier celebity? What is it, A-class? Class A?
Yeah, because you'd say, like,
A-list.
yeah, there we go. God. Boys, we are on it today.
A-list
YouTuber. I genuinely got an interview with him.
Oh,
I just still don't believe you. I still think it's going to be a skit.
Once bitten, twice shy. Because people don't remember. Us three.
Oh, yeah, we're failed BBC boys.
Yeah, we're failed BBC boys. And when we did our failed attempt at a podcast on BBC, Jake said he interviewed someone from
0.2 of a second. Me and Frank were so impressed.
Clan Granog, investigating the Black Nun. And Jake was like, oh, I've got that interview. And we were so impressed. Like, fuck, he's an actual
he's really got
something to the team.
Jake got his phone out, push play, and him doing a South Wales woman's accent. It went on for so long.
Oh, that was funny.
It was good.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was. I was just sat there, like, you know, when you can feel yourself getting
red,
anxiety, oh my god,
this is so much better in my head.
I don't know why we didn't get picked up, lads, when we were dishing out gold like that. Fucking hell.
We didn't want them. They wanted us to change our ways. They thought,
well, their loss is our gain, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. So now back to Oakwood. I actually did do a little bit of research, but I also thought, well, what's more fun? I also went through the negative comments because they were quite funny. So I went on the 1-star reviews from people who've been there, and they are fucking quite horrific. But I'll do them at the end when we're flagging. So
didn't even have the nous to think of that, something like that myself. I did have a quick look on Reddit, but that was about it, and it was pretty much fucking a dry mine, let's just say that.
Everyone was talking about wasps.
Yes, exactly.
And I was about to say, like, oh my god, guys.
At one point, I was so deflated.
They were working there.
I was so deflated. I was like, shall I copy and paste this thing about the wasps? And I thought, that's just shit, isn't it? Why am I even considering it?
Well, I went on, I found 1-star reviews, and people, there's some stupid ones which isn't the park's fault, but then some of the complaints are like, yeah, it makes sense why it's now closed down. But should we start with a little bit of Bic Boring background to begin with, just so people know what we're on about?
And I was going to say, I have a very
give us a potted history
tour of it. Yeah, potted history. So anyone who's from South Wales, West Wales, I'd say, you probably know of Oakwood already. But for those who don't know, it was like a place you'd often go on, like school trips. I'm assuming you guys were similar.
Yeah, school trip
was probably the first experience with Oakwood. Did you guys ever go with like the family as well? I went like a couple of times, I think.
Yeah, I did actually.
It was quite fun. It was basically, if you lived like, you know, South Wales, West Wales, probably your closest theme park, wasn't it, growing up, if you were like a 90s kid. So
are we assuming, I could have researched this, I assume it was cheaper than like Alton Towers.
Well, I thought so. Surely. I thought so, but I looked online for their prices when they were, and they are fucking extortionate. It was like for Isn't a family like of one four, of the, it's like it 200 quid.
It was one of the reasons that they did collapse, because they just, obviously they were kept losing money. So they were like, right, we'll let the price per person. But then obviously everyone was like, well, fuck that. I'm not paying it for Oakwood.
Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it didn't have much, like, I'm getting ahead of myself. Who gives a fuck? I don't know. Anyway, right. I'll just carry on. Jesus. So anyway,
for
those who care, it closed its doors for the last time in March this year, 2025. But it had been going from humble beginnings since 1987, so it had a decent run, almost 40 years. It started when a Pembrokeshire farming family decided to diversify their land and put up a wooden fort in a 3D cinema. That's all it started out as. And this gathered enough interest to grow from there, and then it became like a big-time attraction around 1996 when they Megaphobia opened. I think we can all agree that was
I was there on the opening weekend.
Ooh. Were you? What? An original patron of the Megaphobia.
Influencer from day dot.
I know.
Just love getting the invite.
Do you know what? Shall I sort of... I've got a bit of a trump card here, because I've got 4 years on the trot of me on Oakwood with my sister.
Yeah. Well, what, for most...
Oh, no.
Most summer. what do you mean? You got
just,
a trump
it's
card?
It's just you said trump card. What's it trumping? Yeah.
I got photos.
Shite research.
Oh, no, you got photos. Fair enough.
There's me.
Which one are you? The
sky. The bloke. We want about the handsome bloke next to. So that's my mum and sister. Yeah. I'm on the top left.
On the top,
so as you can see, humble beginnings. That could have been first year, playing it safe, just smiling. I don't know if you lads did this, but then you had to step it up, because obviously you can't have the same. Well,
peace.
Nice. All that world peace. I like that.
Although you look like Richard Nixon. Yeah. You look like fucking furious.
I think that's the look I was going through at the age of about six.
You were like, I'm doing my tricky dick today, mum. Like, have a look.
And then, total curveball, because obviously, you know, we'd done the peace sign. We'd done the, you know, feigning the most excitement. Bang. Beavis and Butthead.
That is quite good, actually.
Cornholio. I love it.
Cornholio. So, guys, I know what you're thinking. How did they come back from that, you know, difficult fourth album? How the fuck did they top that? Easy. My sister was wearing a scream mask.
That is pretty good.
Completing it, mate.
And so, after that, then, that's when you went, no more pictures. We're never going to get back.
We've done it. We're bothered. I remember coming off the ride. It, mate. Yeah, I'll send you the photos. I remember thinking to myself, like, the guy in the photo booth is going to be like these
wacky characters.
I don't think we'll give them the keys to the ride themselves.
Yeah. Oh my god, you should take that on the road. That picture. That is your fucking retirement fund right there, sir. Oh, not a screen mask.
How did you come up with that? The most common mask you can get. Also, is it Megaphobia?
Your head went after Cornholio. You're like, what could possibly be the next place
props.
We go?
You go straight to props.
You go props.
I mean, everyone's gone there. What? Yeah, Megaphobia. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Like, especially for our American listeners who have like the best theme parks ever, Megaphobia was a wooden theme roller coaster, and I think it was like Europe's biggest wooden roller coaster. But obviously, it's made of plastic.
Yeah.
We all know the facts.
It used to creak like you wouldn't fucking believe as well. Do you remember when you used to go on it?
Wasn't it the world's biggest wooden roller coaster?
Yeah, I think that's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. It was wooden.
Have we actually done no research, lads? No. I'm relying on you to bring some gold. No, it was actually opened by a farmer. Fuck off, Jack. You're boring.
I know.
I'm Googling it.
I thought it was Europe's biggest, but then who else?
They had Hydro there. That was the Europe's biggest water roller coaster
ride.
Until like 20 or something. Yeah,
I was going to.
We are, but not yet. We're not getting there. Some of the other
I'll
facts,
drop off
though,
for that, lads. You can cancel yourselves.
Speed, the one that came open in 2006, that was the UK's first beyond vertical drop. So it was 97 degrees, and that was a first for it.
But that was like, pretty good. I remember that being that a was good roller coaster when I went on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is,
wait a minute. It isn't like, it's not like the world's biggest wooden roller coaster. I thought that was a fact, like etched in.
I think at the time it was like.
I think they said that there was no internet, so you could just say what you like, and no one could really call you up on it.
Yeah, there's that.
Someone also said that if you stretched out all the wood, it would stretch to London.
again, the back in the days before the internet, you could never ever
bollocks. Matthew Perry, if you're listening to this, not Chandler, he's dead now. I work with someone called Matthew Perry, and he told me that fact with such conviction. I was like,
I love the idea though that Matthew Perry Chandler from Friends was just a big Oakwood boy, and he was like, "Nah, megaphobia, mate. Honestly, lay out every plank."
Yeah, I can't reach those heights again. I'm going to have to turn to drugs. That was Chandler.
They also had the treetops roller coaster, which was fucking so scary. Well, it was like a kid's one.
That was the gimmick there, for those who don't know, was the roller coaster went amongst the woodland.
The forest,
was there, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And they 100% the staff were meant to clip back the branches on the trees, because I swear to God, every time you went on that fucking thing, you were getting whipped you wouldn't believe, on the little fucking branch.
Someone get a switch out and just whack you in the head with it.
Yeah, close your eyes, cover them, because you don't want to get hit in the eye. I remember loads of people had little whips on. You'd put your hands up on the roller coaster like a fool.
And that's what you went on there for, to try and grab the trees.
Yeah, I bet you were a nightmare on there. I bet you were always fiddling and meddling with things when you were growing up, always grabbing things.
I probably had sunglasses on, so I bought, another cool prop.
Very cool prop.
What about my eyes? cap on backwards. Cowbunga.
Quickly say there were a few hitches in its history, a few operational glitches.
Yeah, don't worry, this is very, very short, but it is... Yeah, there's a few bits that didn't go in Oakwood's favour, basically. So towards the end of its life.
Should I turn my camera on so you can see me?
Yeah, let's have a little look at you looking discerningly. Let me get a quick screenshot of you looking discerningly.
Warranted. So we're going to touch on it. So in its later years, Oakwood had a bit of a reputation for safety issues, right? Starting in 2004.
What all theme parks really want, a few issues for it.
Starting in 2004, a 16-year-old, Hayley Williams, she fell 100 feet to her death Hydro, big water theme park, what's it called, fucking ride. Investigations revealed she hadn't been secured in her seat properly, and Oakwood's owners at the time were fined £250,000.
Is that all?
I know, that doesn't seem
I was enough, thinking, like, what's the price of life, isn't it? Yeah, it does seem a bit
quarter of a mil. Cheap. And a boy got injured as well, didn't he?
I remember that so vividly.
This dirtied Oakwood's reputation, as you can imagine. And then again in October 2022, a man was hospitalized after a fall from treetops. Obviously trying to grab the fucking branches.
Treetops again.
Yeah.
And there's also...
There was another one.
Yeah, Bounce Ride.
In 2024. A few people got injured on that when it came... That bounce is you can probably guess, it's one of those ones that goes really, really high and then just drops you from a height. And apparently it came to a really abrupt stop. So I imagine there's a few fucking whiplash necks there or something. But anyway, that injured a few people as well.
And it did. It did get taken over, so that when the family who ran it originally, they sold it to a company called Aspro Parks, who were renowned for being pretty bad with stuff.
And a bit fast and loose with the fucking
And they'd only invested 25 million since 2008, and it needed loads, and it was generally quite shit. People towards the end knew it was loads of people comments said, "Oh, I bet you this place will be closed within the year. This place will be closed shortly," and they were right, because it was fucking. It's been given the kibosh.
Even I remember, do you guys remember going and the big main rides? They were Megaphobia, Hydro, Speed,
the Bounce.
Closed.
Always closed. Never get,
it was really hard. It would be very, very rare, if at all, you'd be able to go and go on all the big rides, because three of them would be closed all the time.
Yeah, it was so shit. Oh, a quick
me
one.
Me with my suitcase full of props. Bloody hell, guys.
Mum, for God's sake.
What top three some holiday things in Wales, though. Did you ever do, I think, Jake, you spoke about this, Gunsmoke City?
Oh, did I talk about this last time?
I think we did, because I think fucking
you guys
loved
have
it.
Talked about it before, because it's somewhere yeah. I've never been, and you got, it sounded amazing from what you guys
I've
said.
Literally got, can everyone remember Cowboy Land in the valleys, yeah. where you'd get a yeah. wooden gun as you walked in?
Yeah, yeah, they gave
Gunsmoke City. Gunsmoke City. Sisters.
I love that place. It was a place that pretended to be the like the Wild West, and they'd give you a little wooden gun, and then you could like buy cap guns and stuff and dress up like a cowboy, and they would at one point put you on a train and put all your shoes in one bag.
Why did my parents neglect me by not telling me about this place? It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that is pure childish. We can't go to Gunsmoke yeah. City. What other ones are in Wales? So I'd say top three, it had to be Oakwood for me, Folly Farm, and Gunsmoke City. What have I missed yeah. off there?
Folly Farm.
Right, well,
I didn't have Gunsmoke.
Can I just throw one out there, which is close to Oakwood? Can you remember the Crystal Maze?
Yes,
in
what a chance.
Next to Oakwood.
Yeah. It was in like a Hollywood Bowl style, like just a.
Again, if, I've been fucking denied a nice childhood.
Well. You had to get to this play. It was amazing. It was really good. Basically, you played an episode of the Crystal Maze, essentially, yeah. with all your shit family. Yeah. they were rubbish. I remember getting really frustrated. But you'd have to drive past Oakwood to get
yeah,
to it. So you'd
yeah.
be waving oh, so at
entice,
the biggest
ever. Entice most yeah. of the people away from the air, the hallowed path.
But that closed. Yeah. I got some boring facts on that. Closed in 2011. And I actually went in there when it was abandoned.
Wow.
So if you Google it now, there's loads of abandoned pictures of it. Didn't break and enter before the police come round. Literally, it was just open. And all the alarms went off, so I had to run away. This is before I was like,
"And what's it called again?"
It's called Caniston Bowl and the Crystal Maze in Pembrokeshire.
And you had that little that room where all the money flies at you.
Yeah, yeah. You ended in
you
the Crystal
did all
Bowl.
That bit.
It was brilliant. Yeah, that was honestly.
So it's officially licensed. It sounds.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like a knockoff Nigel.
Oh yeah. It's proper.
The BBC, the Wales Online got an article.
I'm joking, though. It was so good.
They got an apocalyptic, rotting, creepy old abandoned Welsh tourist attraction. There's a big thing on Wales Online about it. Oh, yeah, you get loads of urban exploring. Who did you go exploring there with then?
So, that's my mate Gavin.
Oh, Gav!
Just what? Me and Gav.
Just you and
just
Gav.
Me and Gav. You know, Gav!
Gav,
yeah, it's weird. So boring. It's where I got my name from, Abanos. So Gavin
abandoned.
Used to call them Abanos, as in abandoned. He used to shorten it down to Abanos. So that's where it comes from. But yeah, we used to go.
Mate, you revealed behind the curtain there.
And let
everyone know that your real name isn't Abanos, like I 100% thought
yeah,
it
was.
Yeah,
we all thought, yeah, but it's your fancy stage name.
I'm married to Gavin now.
Yeah, Mr. Abanos.
I took on his surname. The end. Happily ever after. Yeah. Well, it sort of led me on to, have you so, again, boring Googling Oakwood? They're trying to sell it really quickly because all the urban explorers are now going in there.
Yeah, that's so class. Google it,
yeah, so if you Google it now, I didn't get to it, but I bet there's pictures of like inside there now.
Yeah.
So I will do that after this phone call. Yeah. Right, little nerd.
Yeah, that was a good one. Are we missing any other good Welsh? And let us know.
Penn Skinner?
What did you say? Frank Skinner?
Penn Skinner?
What's Penn Skinner?
You're mad. You're going to be honestly hounded for this. Penn Skinner. I've literally just got one word, Penn Skinner, because I thought I'm not going to bother actually explaining it because everyone knows bloody Penn Skinner.
I haven't got a clue what that is either.
Yeah, but we've established you've never been on holiday.
I've never been anywhere cool, so yeah.
Penn Skinner Wildlife Park. Again, another abandoned place. It was in Neath. And my mum told me the reason it closed is because the gorillas escaped and were smashing up the cars in the car park. Not true, mummy. Another lie.
That is such a Facebook story that's gone viral, isn't it? For all the fucking boomers. Always the gorillas. Yeah.
I thought Margam Park. I know that one.
Remember Monkey World? That was in West Wales somewhere. Well, you guys were going to fucking Cowboy Land, wherever the fuck it was called. Someone was thinking,
shitty
Monkey World.
Great little upbringing.
To be fair, all of these places, I think they're all quite shit, aren't
they? Paint Wales in quite a shit light.
Yeah, I know. What's the best we got? Wildlife Park. It's just like a sad monkey on a bit of tarmac.
I would say Oakwood. Maybe that's why it was so popular in Wales, because it was genuinely a taste of a better life, wasn't it? Like it was this is what you could have had if you were born in the Americas or something.
Going back to Markham Park, can you remember when they had
Fairy
Village?
They've
still got some there. Yes.
Yeah.
And they've still got some of it, but I remember it being really like creepy and offbeat.
It was so creepy, wasn't it? It was like
we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Every time we meet up, we talk about the same shit. Every fucking time.
Jack, do you remember Markham Park's Creepy Village?
What do you think, mate? Do you think I would ever take a name?
In the fourth again, mate. It's just coming out to one of them.
Poor loser.
Poor boy.
He hasn't got a penny to his name.
Let me try and think where I used to go, right? I used to have a caravan down Aberporth in West Wales, and we used to go to the beach. Guess
nice.
What? Free.
What?
When we went, my mum and my auntie, because there was loads of us, it was like 9 kids just from those two families. We just have really cheap holidays, and we used to borrow someone's caravan from Coney Island down Porthcawl. And one time there was the whole roof was full of cockroaches, but my mum tried to distract us the entire night, so we weren't allowed to have the lights on. But the cockroaches kept falling and hitting us and kept going around us, and she said, "Oh, it's just the rain." As if rain could like move and crawl all over you. Oh, memories.
Sweet as hell, but not the brightest not the brightest distraction right there.
No.
Jesus.
Should I go
got
through...
cockroaches in the UK?
Oh, you better believe it, baby. Yeah, they're just...
I'm so bloody posh. I didn't even know we had them in the UK.
So posh, never even seen a cockroach, mate. Yeah.
You're
too busy picking your props for the next fucking megaphobia photo. I was going to say, made of money, like four photos in your
They cost a bomb as well. The photos cost so much money.
We used to take the photos, go to the little area you could see them, and just go, look at me there, and go, nah, I'm not going to buy it though. I can't afford that. I'm not made of money.
You never can afford it.
Mum, do you think a top hat is too much for megaphobia?
Your little monocle blowing in the wind.
Jacob, don't bring your monocle on megaphobia, for God's sake.
Your game is going to get in the way of the flash.
What was, because I used to go there when I was really young. I remember being too scared to go on the bigger ride. So I used to do you remember that like old timey cowboy animatronic show? It was like in the theater and it had a massive moose head.
Oh, it was Nutty Jake's Goldmine, I think.
Boom. Legend. Yeah, it was. It was called Nutty Jake's Goldmine.
Also, you had the little shooting gallery. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that area.
I fucking love that.
So I loved that. But there was the goldmine bit where you sat on the car and it would take you around the goldmine. And then there was
Nutty Jake's Goldmine.
Yeah, there's that one. But there's an actual theatre where it would only have a show every like couple of hours. And then a moose head would come on the wall and turn and talk to everyone. But it's in the same area. And it also had the shooting gallery.
That. Were you like, that's more my speed, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I used to make my mum. Me and my mum would just sit on it. But then they got rid of Nutty Jake's Goldmine and put some fucking rabbit in there called, like, Cunt Rabbit.
Brain rabbit.
Rubbish. But I also used to spend all the money on the little shooting gallery where you fired at like these hillbilly hicks who were all animatronics again with like their ass hanging out, and you'd shoot them on the toilet, they'd squirt like water at you.
Yeah, and they'd piss on you and things like that, wouldn't they? They'd go, oh, and then the water would spit
get out of here.
They've still got one of them in Barry Island.
Oh, class. I do love those things.
Yeah, genuinely,
thank God, a genuine Welsh tradition surviving in this day and age.
I mean, none of the animatronics work in the
of course.
One,
yeah, that's even.
But you get the picture.
Yeah. Should I do some of the bad reviews before we move on to killing ourselves?
Well, go on then. I mean, I have been looking forward to these. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So it's not all swings and roundabouts, although admittedly there were a lot of swings and roundabouts at Oakwood, but there was also quite a lot of negativity and
you're not getting away with that bit of shit. That's the level you're bringing. I wrote down Gunsmoke City and yours is swings and roundabouts.
I was willing to let it slide. I was like, whatever, leave it be. But yeah, no, it's
such a ChatGPT written joke.
Aww.
Is it?
No, it's not. No.
I slaved over that for hours.
Lots of bed
about 2:30. You could tell this is probably the saddest we've ever been doing a podcast together. But
we've perked up ever so slightly since the intro. Certainly.
I am sweating an awful lot. So
yeah, same actually.
Yeah, I haven't got any trousers on. I've just got boxers.
Oh,
inexplicably hot.
Hollyoaks After Dark. It's just got a lot sexier. Well, let me go back to my shit stir stories.
Oh, before you start, sorry. That was something I needed to say. Did you know Oakwood was one of the first theme parks in the UK to have a regular late night opening called Oakwood After Dark? Yeah. These events would typically run in the summer holidays, featured extended ride times, live music, and spectacular firework displays, creating a unique festival atmosphere. That was from ChatGPT. But yeah,
did you have to pay more for that? Because I
never went to that. I never ever went to that. And it sounds like maybe it was before our time. Well, yeah. I could barely afford going to the regular Oakwood, mate, let alone the After Dark tits out fucking version.
Yeah. Nutty Jake's Goldmine was a little orgy After Dark. It's filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they weren't peeing anymore. They were fucking doing something else. Yeah.
If you got a Banos from the other place, did you get Jake from Nutty Jake's Goldmine? Is that the origins of your name?
For the interest of just moving on, yes.
All right, I'm done.
Come on, let's see these bad reviews.
Oh, you're bringing me down, honestly. Yeah. Can we be let's try and be upbeat.
Okay, let me tell you about how someone broke their tib and fib there. This will change.
Nice.
The alternative combo. Yeah, go ahead.
There was so many 1-star reviews, but this one was quite. I pitched some of the funny ones that were focused on death and injury. One said, "I'd like someone to contact me, please, so I can attain information to my solicitor. I had a fall at your park, 26th of August, and I fractured 3 bones in my ankle, my tib, fib, and talus. I can't walk. It's been 6 months, and I'm in a wheelchair. It's affected everything. Your first aid guy told me, it's just swelling. Get over it. It was the most horrendous experience. He wouldn't even ring me an ambulance." So that's kind of the level of care you got there.
I mean, sounds like he just had a slip himself, though. Your fault, isn't it?
Yeah, he just tripped over.
Yeah, I know. Actually, we're on Oakwood's side. Fuck you and your tib. The next one is a little bit more. Well, I'm on this guy's side. He said, "The car park gave me two punctures and I broke my axle. When I was sat in the cafe eating, the ceiling fell down and smacked me in the head. And then the toilets flooded, spoilt my boots. And I believe I might have tetanus from Tink's Flying School. Now the kids are also terrified of roller coasters, and I generally had to see a chiropractor after going to Megaphobia. This quiet the kids... I generally think this might cause the kids to go to therapy if they ever want to go back, because we witnessed a traumatic experience on the treetops." It's like, okay, maybe that one was a bit more.
So we're the jury. Yeah. We're on this team, yeah?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Roof caving in.
I will say roof caving in, fair. I will say kids need therapy for going on treetops. You need to fucking toughen those little shits up, man. Because like I went on treetops. I think I had the scars to show.
But they witnessed an accident, so they might have seen that guy fly out. So that might be...
Yeah, he didn't die, though, did he?
Woke nonsense.
Woke nonsense, that is, mate. A couple of fucking soy boy kids.
So far, it's 1-1 for complaints and Oakwood. I like this because they have to... Whenever you name, like, when you've been wronged, but you got to name the stupid name of the roller coaster, it undermines it. So, IQ for 20 minutes... Yeah, I queued for 20 minutes for dizzy discs, only to be told whilst they watched us in the rain, "It's not open. This needs to be fixed. Dizzy disc." And then it says, "Shocking. Nuts and bolts all over the floor next to the ride. Really scary."
To be fair, that would worry me a little bit if I was queuing up for Megaphobia or something and I was looking at the fucking inner workings falling like in front of my feet.
Sorry, are we saying that this moron was just stood... for 20 minutes is the right move.
Yeah. And it was in the rain as well, which is so funny. Well, he said they didn't tell him about anything. Please. He just stood in the rain.
100% Team Oakwood. There was definitely, before he got on that, it started that queue, there was a big sign saying, "Closed for today." And he just didn't fucking pay attention.
So this is like, I've condensed this one, but it was a scout team, like a bunch of scouts went there. It was meant to be for 2 days, but the first day was so bad, they went to go cancel their stuff because like kids got sick from the food. People hurt themselves. Okay, quit. So they said,
don't teach you that in the scouts, so I'm not sure this is true. Keep going. Sir Baden Powell. Is it Sir Baden Powell?
Yeah,
Sir Baden. Isn't he the scouts man?
He
wouldn't have any of that.
Yeah, I think so. Not, or was he the racist guy? Oh, that's Enoch Powell. No, yeah, I think we're okay with that, Powell.
Enoch Powell, leader of
Scrabble. Leave it all in.
Yeah. Well, this R. Kayla, whoever he was, he said, we went to the main office to try and cancel day two booking. In nice, politically correct language, we were basically told, tough. No concessions, no real apology, not even a bottle of water offered, which made me laugh because how is the bottle of water? I know, why is that? Yeah,
that was the clincher. Look, yeah. I'm sorry, you can't cancel your booking, but here's a couple of bottles of water. Oh, you know what? It's all great.
I was kind of siding with those poor scouts, but a bottle of water.
Yeah, pathetic.
Also, bastards.
He said in polite, politically correct language.
Like, I know.
He's like, he's polite, but he was not politically correct.
Yeah. I don't understand what his point is to that, but yeah, it just made me laugh that he was like, not even a bottle of water. And he's just there begging for a little bit of gasping juice.
That makes it sound as though he expected the Oakwood staff to be politically incorrect. He's run by bigots, am I right?
Hang on a minute. And he's on the take because you know the scout's parents paid for those two-day 100%. Tickets. So he's just thinking, what can I get out of this? Oakwood, Team Oakwood, next.
And he was probably shagging the kids if it's anything to do with the scouts. So definitely Team Oakwood on that
Keep that in. There's a certain vibe the scouts have, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we were both shagged by scouts.
Like when you're like one of them, the scout people's called like Baloo. You're like, oh, the big friendly bear. And then it's like, oh, hi, I'm Shere Khan. It's like, aren't you like a fucking predator? Yeah.
They always name the dangerous one Shere Khan. So they give to the kids.
Yeah,
like a
he's
bit
always
of the
rogue one, and he's the wild card.
So, yeah. So it does give you a bit of if you're a bit nouse about it, you can avoid any predatory Shere Khan.
It's like putting you through a test to see if you've got the nouse about you to fucking identify a predator in real life.
Yeah.
Part of the scout's code.
Tie your knots. You also need to learn how to untie knots in case you get fucking captured.
And to cover your balloon knot, just in case you get a shit. Right.
You shouldn't have said that. I was just taking a swig when you said that. That was poor timing.
All right. So, yeah, the last one, I genuinely feared for my safety on Megaphobia. The last carriage generally wasn't bolted to the tracks and it kept bouncing and skipping. The big splash thingy as well, we tried to get on a few times, but it was eventually closed for good because the alarm kept going off every time someone sat on it. Treetop, we actually liked this little roller coaster and went on it a lot. However, it looks like the engineers have stopped maintaining it. Thoughts are with the family who suffered on this ride. And then the last thing...
Treetops.
Yeah, so we got really hurt on that. But at the end, they just went, we asked for a pro rata refund. Still waiting to hear on that. So
you know what? I was with them until pro rata refund.
Bloody accountants going in.
Have a fucking backbone. Just ask for the refund. Oh, please, can I have a pro rata refund? What's that? Like, oh, can you calculate how much I enjoyed it to the minute and then refund me for every one of them?
I get it. It was probably not the best place in its declining years, but there are also some fucking dweebs who just complain online. So
I think we must have gone there. You know, if we were as 90s we were kids, I think we must have gone there in the prime.
I can't remember it being that bad.
No.
What I would say about, so lovely tangent from the negativity, about 3 years ago, the park started to get like going a bit viral on YouTube videos because it was deemed the worst theme park in the UK.
So
the Sidemen actually went, and it leads me on to the exclusive interview that I've got with one of the Sidemen. I'll play it now. I've got it on my phone, so I'll just get my phone in true
am I gonna get formed
deeped? No. Right, hang on. Well, whoops, that's easy. Totally laughing. Oh no, how bad is this about to be? Let me know if you can hear it, because it's just going to play straight away. So, ready? Exclusive. Heard it here first.
Firstly, thanks for taking
the...
Wait, where are we starting?
I've heard
KF. I'm just so convinced you're just going to be doing the voice.
No.
Don't do the voice, because that wouldn't be a problem.
I'm not doing the voice, ready? Right, okay. Right, 3, 2, right, here we go.
KSI, firstly, thanks for taking the call. Jake, no bother. Anything for you. You're so sexy. Oh. So what was the premise of the video? How did you end up there? The concept was £100,000 versus 100 lockdown's video about going to theme parks and that. Once he drew the short shot, they ended up going to what we titled the worst theme park in the UK. The video did very well, 20 million views. Do you think it had a negative impact on the park? The video did very well, always does. We're very popular, boys. It wasn't actually me that went to the park, it was another team of boys from Sidemen. Can't remember their names right now. You'll be a cheese man, my wee buns, through the whole day. And they were, because of how famous they were, so I'm not surprised. 20 million's fuck off for us. Well, the park's actually closed down now. I'll ask you again, do you think your video contributed towards that? Well, we did call it the worst theme park in the world, and a lot of other YouTubers copied the concept, and they were going too awkward. But the Google reviews talk for themselves. The place was utter shite. KSI, thank you so much for your time. Me bother, see you later, guys.
Once again, congratulations, Jake. You've duped us once more.
That was a tough listen to, lads. Again, I'm hot. I'm
red. I'm hot. I'm hot now.
So long. What was that?
I don't know why. I let myself be convinced again. Like, it was.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Fuck KSI. Was that Gavin? I bet you that was your mate,
no,
Gav.
That was me.
I spent
about half an hour on that. That's why I've done no research.
I like the accent came in waves as well. Yeah, that's what
Irish,
I enjoyed the most.
Scottish.
Like, you'd have like a renewed bit all the time.
It's
like great.
Google reviews. Your eyes were good for it, but
I'm so hot now. Sorry, lads. I've ruined it again. This is BBC all over again.
Sorry, got the flashbacks. I can just picture the engineer turning our mics off again. It's all happening again. Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, boys.
No.
I've got nothing more in me.
Don't apologise. We're beyond that now, Jake.
That's it now, isn't it? We're done. 41 minutes.
And that was never again. Yeah.
That was the worst thing to happen involving Oakwood, and that includes the death on that ride.
Oh, God. Cut that out, Frank. That's madness. It was too soon.
It wasn't even that long ago. You can't keep that in.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Sweat. I've got sweat patches because of both incidences. My bit and then your bit then. No, but genuinely, so it went a bit viral for being the worst theme park in the UK. And like, all
we can't
these
go back to talking normally now. After
I was going to say, look at you trying to go back to the real packs. We've gone well past that,
mate. There's no chance.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Do another voice quickly. Go on. I think Jack mate's just turned on. Do an Irish voice.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, should we?
Should we call that?
That seems like a perfect place to call it.
God, this episode's been so funny.
I will say this: I've enjoyed this more than I thought I was going to because I was so miserable starting.
Yeah,
so
I was.
Thank
so
you for
miserable.
That, guys.
Thanks, lad. That's true. Yeah. I'm drunk now, awful. It's 8 o'clock. I've got nothing else to do.
Well, oh, what's that? I just hear something. Did someone fall over?
No.
Oh, I thought I just
not
like
another one off the right.
Someone's dropped dead on the pod. Just the top.
Oh,
this good. One off
when
nicely,
will
yeah.
you be sated? Another day. Well, Diolcham Granda. You know where you can find Jake. He's all over socials. You know what to do.
Yeah,
you got anything else you want to anything
linking.
To promote? Anything? Any projects? Anything you want to yap about? Or are you just coming on being a good friend?
Nope. Don't follow me. The content is pretty much like what you just said. Dog shit. Do yourself a favour.
No, but I'm
half expecting you then, Jay, to be like, no, but next week, our genuine interview. Genuine interview with.
No,
fucking,
I
have not.
I'll sort something big. I promise. Next time, honest. I will sort something huge out.
You wouldn't believe our babe.
I've just got to nail the Jamaican accent for Brad Pitt. And we're on for a winner.
All right. Goodbye. Deal, guys. Thank you.
Bye forever.
Oh, that was a good crescendo.